This is episode 2411 of your daily meditation podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome to a brand new series we're exploring this week. In today's episode, we're launching into a brand new theme to unlock your hidden potential. And as part of this series, I invited a special guest that I interviewed, and you'll hear the interview today. Now, for those of you who would like to still be guided through your meditation, what I recommend is either before or after the interview, sit down and focus on what it is you want to open up to in your life. Maybe there's something you have been wanting to explore or something you've been wanting to do. Settle yourself down and relax your mind and body as we always do together here on the podcast, straightening your spine and listening to your intuition. You're going to be guided throughout this week's series with techniques to unlock your hidden potential. I'm sharing this interview with you, as I'll be doing once a month here on the podcast, as a way to enlighten you in some way or to emphasize something that might help your meditation lifestyle. And one of the key pieces of meditation happens to be how you sit when you meditate, making your body comfortable. I remember when I was in meditation teacher training, and this was the very first class we had, and I couldn't believe that we spent an entire day learning how important it was to be comfortable when you meditate. And the reason why is because, as you'll hear in the interview as well, when your body is comfortable, your mind can relax. I know many of you let me know that you actually lay down when you're meditating. And that is okay. You can definitely lay down. But I recommend that you sit up and get really comfortable as you meditate. This is so important to helping you maximize your meditation potential. And I explain this a little more in the interview. So who is the mystery guest that I'm interviewing? I decided to invite one of the co-founders of my favorite meditation cushion company called Mindful and Modern. You've likely heard me share about their cushion, and they also offer a little incentive discount if you enter the code Meditate Daily. So if you go to mindfulandmodern.com and enter the code Meditate Daily, you can receive 15% off not only your meditation cushion, but anything that you order on their site. So I had the pleasure to speak with one of their founders, and I'm honored to share our conversation here with you. You'll learn how Nick and his other two co-founders unlocked their hidden potential and how they started their company and the importance of how you sit when you meditate. I hope that by listening to the interview, it will inspire you to unlock your hidden potential. Enjoy today's interview.
So, hello to you, Nick. It's such an honor to have you here from Mindful and Modern.
Thank you, Mary. I'm really, really excited to be chatting to you and finally to be seeing you face to face.
I know. It's really been a lot of fun working together. And this is something new that I know the listeners, especially if you've been following me for a while, I don't often share advertisers. And so I'm really excited that I was able to come across you and your amazing meditation cushion, because many of the listeners have meditation cushions, I'm sure, or they sit on a pillow or somewhere where they are comfortable, even if they sit in a chair. But it's really hard to find a comfortable meditation cushion. Many times they're really hard. And I'm on a video. You can find the video on my website. You can look for that in the show notes here. But I have the actual cushion. It's a velvet green cushion, and I just love it. But before we get into anything about that, I want to know a little bit about the story behind Mindful and Modern, because it's such a unique story. So can you share that?
Yeah, definitely. So about 5-6 years ago, my wife and I, we were traveling and working remotely. I know that that's something that's a little bit more normal now. You know, in the last couple of years, a lot of people have transitioned to working from home or working from Airbnbs and traveling around. But we were kind of at the forefront of that a few years ago. It was relatively unheard of. And so we were kind of making our way throughout the world. My wife has a background in web design, and I was doing email marketing and consulting for some companies. And we ended up over a several year travel period settling in Thailand. In northern Thailand, in a city called Chiang Mai. We just absolutely fell in love with it. And at the same time, there was a small community of other online entrepreneurs, remote workers who were in Chiang Mai at the time. And because all of us were kind of, as I said, at the forefront of this new kind of remote work, travel, and do your job thing, we made friends very, very quickly. And that is where we met our co-founder. So there's three of us that run the company Mindful and Modern. And at the time, we were all just running our own businesses. So like I said, I was doing email marketing and consulting. My wife was doing web design. And our business partner had his own company as well. We were just friends, honestly. We were just enjoying life in Thailand and figuring out how to be expats and live in a different country. We just fell in love with it. And we also really started building a strong bond together. One thing that's really cool about Northern Thailand, especially, is there's a lot of Zen Buddhism. Zen Buddhism is the primary religion. It just kind of permeates the culture. And I think partly because of that, meditation came onto our radar. None of us meditated at the time, but we're just surrounded by it, this sort of peaceful energy, monks in the city, meditation retreats happening. We had also started to hear just a little bit sort of in the business space and the entrepreneurial space, you know, about mental wellness and mental health for business productivity. And so between that and living in Thailand, all three of us independently started to meditate. We started to, you know, figure out how to do this meditation thing. Like, what's it all about? Is it something that would work, quote, for us? And then, to be honest, we're just serial entrepreneurs. All three of us, we love expressing ourselves through business. We love having an idea, creating something, bringing it into the world. That's kind of how we like to contribute in our communities and society and just at large. And we were all just together one day and we said, we're all meditating. Why don't we try and do something in the meditation space? What do we want in our own meditations? What are we lacking? What would make us happier as we go down this journey ourselves? How can we turn that into a business? How can we serve people? And that's where the idea for Mindful and Modern came. It was initially just one cushion, very similar to the one that you have right there, because we were starting to meditate for longer, getting a bit uncomfortable. And we were like, let's figure out how to solve this problem for ourselves. And we ended up creating something which I guess a lot of other people resonate with as well.
Yes, for sure. That's really awesome that you do that. Well, Nick is joining me actually from Budapest.
Yeah.
He definitely has mastered the online working environment.
One day at a time.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to ask you a little bit about what makes Mindful and Modern different from other companies that
offer
meditation products.
Sure. Yeah, we're not creating anything new here. And we know that meditation cushions have been around for centuries. I mean, people have been using different devices, you know, to meditate, to sit on, to reach certain postures. I mean, we are not reinventing the wheel here, but something that we really wanted to do, again, just kind of coming out of our own meditation practice, is we wanted to create meditation products for kind of normal people. I think the perception around meditation is really changing, especially in the last few years. More and more people are getting into it. It's becoming more mainstream. But for a long time, even when we started meditating, it was always viewed as something that only was for spiritual people or gurus or, you know, hippies or people that are in the bulk aisle at Whole Foods. It wasn't for, you know, the soccer mom, you know, or the online entrepreneur or the athlete or, you know, any one of these things. It always had this sort of connotation that you had to sort of have this certain enlightened state in order to meditate. And what we found in our own practice, as I'm sure you know, and anybody listening who meditates knows, it's for everyone. Meditation is something that everybody can benefit from. And that's a core belief of our company. And we wanted to make products that reflect that. Like, you don't have to look a certain way. You don't have to talk a certain way. You don't have to fit a certain demographic, have a certain energy. You can have a rich meditation practice no matter who you are, no matter what your beliefs are, no matter what your political leanings are, your religious leanings are, you can benefit from meditation. It's something for everyone. And so we ended up creating products that have this sort of minimal, streamlined, beautiful aesthetic. It can really fit in anyone's home. It doesn't look like something, you know, out of a festival, or it doesn't look like something out of a spiritual bookshop. It just looks like something that anybody could have, anybody could use, anybody could be proud of. And that's, you know, something that's really, really important to us. And the second thing is, we are a meditation first company. We make everything with meditation in mind from the beginning. So as meditation becomes more popular, as it becomes more mainstream, you see a lot of companies creating meditation products. There's a lot of yoga companies that are now, you know, selling a meditation cushion. There's even bedding companies that were selling mattresses and comforters, and they're selling meditation cushions now. I think even Anthropology is selling meditation products, which is really cool. It's really awesome that more and more people are being exposed to the idea of meditation. But the truth is, what we've found at least, is when a company creates a product just as an add-on, they often are not putting the thought into exactly what the end user needs. So like you mentioned, a lot of meditation cushions are hard. They're overstuffed, and you sit on them and your joints just start to hurt after meditating for 10 or 15 minutes. It's very easy to kind of look at a product online or something and say, oh, we can make something like that. And you just miss these small details. And because we design everything meditation first, we get really granular in designing our products in a way that serves people for meditation and meditation first, rather than, you know, just creating meditation products because we also have yoga products or we sell mattresses. You know, we're really designing from the bedrock of by meditators, for meditators, which is something that's very true in our business. And so when people buy products from us, they know that they're getting something which we actually use ourselves. It's been tested and tested and tested over and over and over, because every single day, the three of us are showing up and sitting on our cushions or sitting on our benches. And when we realize that something's getting a bit uncomfortable or it's not working right, we go back to the drawing board on our own products, because we want to improve them, you know, for anyone who's meditating like we are.
No, it's so true what you're saying about your cushion, because I could tell right away that it, I sit on it when I work. I was mentioning this to you before I recorded, and when I work, I have a low table because I have some back injuries. And so me sitting down is really hard. And since I have an online business, I have to sit a lot. And especially as I be moving around. And so finally, when I got your cushion, I could sit on the cushion. I have the round cushion, and I know it's stuffed with barley. And then I also have the rectangular cushion, and so I sit on that, and it pads my ankles and my knees, and it's really comfortable. So I actually work sitting on my cushion, and I think we're learning more about the dangers of sitting. They say it's the new smoking, you know, when you sit, is it good for you? So that's where I started to sit on my meditation cushion. And I have a lot of cushions, and it just was very uncomfortable. And I'd have to use lots of pillows to pad my ankles and knees. And so now with your product and your cushion, it's amazing. And the soft is, I have the green, beautiful green. Is it called the Emerald?
Yeah, we call it emerald green. Yeah, it's really, really rich, dark green for anyone that's just listening to the audio.
Yes, it is a beautiful, rich green. And I sit on that, and it's so soft. And so it doesn't get hot. I live in Florida. And so I really appreciate that. And one of the main questions that I'm asked is the reason I wanted to seek out meditation cushions to share with others is because it's probably the number one question that I'm asked is, what meditation cushion do you use? Because they're listening to the podcast, so they know I'm sitting on some kind of meditation cushion. And so I get that. And I really didn't know what to share because there wasn't anything that really stood out until I found your product. So that's why I really wanted to share your company, your philosophy. I know that what you said about other companies just coming up with a one-off product and jumping on the meditation bandwagon, that's what I think that is missing so much in the world, is the true heart and soul of people, whether it's a restaurant, whether it's a food product, whether it's your meditation product. When you show up and meditate for yourself every single day, it's really nice to have something from a company that puts their heart and soul into it. And I know that you're focusing on a few products to make sure you get those products right. And I really, really respect that. And it shows. It's the only way that a company can be successful is when you have a good product. And so I really appreciate you joining us and sharing your company philosophy and your product. So I want to ask you, we've talked a little bit about this, but just to emphasize, why using a meditation prop or accessory like a cushion or a bench or a chair, why is it necessary to do that?
Sure. Well, look, I want to be completely, completely honest, you know, because I want as many people to meditate as possible. It's not completely necessary. Anybody can meditate anytime, anywhere. Like if you're waiting to start meditating because you don't have all the right gear, you know, don't wait any longer, just start. Like, for example, I'm, like you mentioned, I'm in Budapest right now. I'm traveling. I'm in an Airbnb. I don't have my meditation cushion with me. I'm just sitting on the couch every morning, you know, and it's still working, but I do miss it. The number one reason, it's really simple. It's just comfort. I think when people are getting started meditating, it's actually less important. It's more important just to get started. And when I personally started, I was only meditating for a few minutes at a time. I couldn't focus. I was getting antsy. I started feeling itchy all over my body. You know, every single sensation kind of went haywire. And so I was just sitting on the couch. I was sitting on my bed. Sometimes I would sit on the floor. That was fine. But, you know, just speaking from my own experience, which I think a lot of other people will identify with, as I progressed, I wanted to sit for longer periods of time. I noticed that I was getting into it. I noticed that I was kind of reaching a flow state. And now personally, you know, I've done long meditations. Sometimes I do short meditations. I really like the 20 to 30 minute meditation mark. I find that much longer than that, it's diminishing returns, I guess you could say. But it also takes me about 10 minutes just to kind of get in the zone because I'm an entrepreneur. I'm busy. My mind is a million places at once. It takes 10 minutes for me just to kind of chill out and get into the state, you know, of zen or tranquility or flow, focus. And then another 10 to 20 minutes is perfect. So that's 20 to 30 minutes sitting. And I sit cross-legged or in lotus position, if anybody knows what that is. And with those lengths of time, just sitting on the couch, motionless, or in an office chair or on the bed, it gets a bit uncomfortable. Like I find that my back starts to hunch. I have to put a lot more energy into keeping an upright posture. And when I'm sitting cross-legged on the floor, like you mentioned, you know, my ankles start to hurt sometimes, especially if I'm sitting on a hard floor or a harder surface. It's just uncomfortable. And it's so disappointing when you reach that state where you feel like you can finally get in the zone, and then you're dealing with pain and you're dealing with discomfort. Now, I've talked to some people who kind of are of the belief that meditation there's a bit of grit that should be involved and you're supposed to push through and, you know, like just ignore the pain. And you know what, if somebody wants to meditate that way and that really works for them, you know, good for them. I'm happy that they're meditating, but for us as a company, that's not something that we believe in. We think that meditation should be something that's blissful and comfortable and enjoyable and one of the best parts of your day. And I can't take credit for this statement. One of our amazing writers came up with this when we were working on our branding, but they wrote the line, "We don't get extra points for needless discomfort." We don't get any extra points for being uncomfortable when we don't have to be. We're not more Zen or more enlightened because we push through the pain or we, you know, manage to keep our back straight. And so I think that if you want to push to that 10, 15, 20, 30, some people meditate for an hour a day. At those lengths of time, comfort is so important. If you want to connect with your breath, it would be nice if you're not trying to disconnect from the pain in your ankles or you know, the hunch in your back. And so comfort is the number one reason. Nobody gets extra points for that needless suffering, that needless discomfort. But another reason why I think meditation props are important, and this is something which, you know, sometimes we get a little backlash for saying because it's not stoic or minimalist. It's just motivation. It's enjoyment. Sometimes having something new or something nice when you're trying to form a habit or you're trying to remain excited about a practice in your life, that new thing or that beautiful thing brings enjoyment and brings a sense of pride. I go to the gym as well. And sometimes, you know, like a couple times a year, just buying a new shirt to wear at the gym or a new pair of socks or something. It's motivating. It's fun. And meditation should be something that's fun and light and enjoyable. And so it's really fun for me even still, like when we come out with a new product and I bring the sample home and I put it in my little meditation corner and I wake up in the morning, I go to meditate. I see that new product. It just sparks a little bit of joy for me. And I think that, you know what, if you really believe in the benefits of meditation, it's something you want to do long-term, it's okay to reward yourself by having, you know, a cushion that is beautiful to look at or a new color of something that, you know, just sparks inspiration for you. So I don't think there's any problem with that. And that's something that we really believe in as well. You know, if it's going to keep you meditating, keep you interested, keep you practicing consistently, get a new candle, get a new cushion if you want, you know, just light a different type of incense, whatever it is that gives that spark of novelty to something that you're doing day in, day out. I think that's really important. And if that's something that somebody gains from, that they benefit from, all power to them, I think.
Yeah, no, well said. Well, one of the most important things actually when you meditate, and when I teach meditation to a group or with someone, mm-hmm. We start with getting comfortable. Because when your body is comfortable, your mind can relax. And mm-hmm. when you sit on a cushion, whether you're on a chair or you're sitting on your bed, it allows your spine to remain neutral. It's really important in meditation that you have that straight spine. There's, you know, mm-hmm. subtle currents energetically. Well, we know this physiologically, that help to keep you alert and also that help to keep your aspirations upward. Assuming mm-hmm. You can feel your mood drop and your consciousness. And so when you sit up straight, it's very physiological. There's science to back it that you, in your brain, you feel your, you know, higher aspirations. So you can even just experiment, you know, slump over and now sit up straight. You instantly feel better and more uplifted. You feel more empowered. Mm-hmm. So when you sit on a cushion, whether you're on the floor, on a chair, or on your bed, it's going to help keep your spine neutral, meaning straight, not slumped. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to hyperextend either your back. People think, you know, that isn't good either. It's a nice, neutral, straight spine. So mm-hmm. it is really important. It's the foundation of your meditation ritual is to make mm-hmm. yourself comfortable first. So it is really important. And I want to thank you for joining us. And as part of this week's series, I want to ask you for the weekly challenge that you'll give us. We have a challenge with each week's series, something we focus on every day for the week. So please give us a challenge.
Sure. Just something that I'm doing myself personally, especially in the last couple of weeks, is I'm just looking for silver linings. So I guess we can call it the Silver Linings Challenge. Life is a little crazy right now. We're traveling, you know, in this really, really strange time, and when the world is trying to get back to normal and borders are open, but then they're not. And it's a little bit stressful, if I'm being honest at times, but I'm personally trying to look for the silver linings in everything. So whenever I encounter a challenge or something that would tend to push me into negativity or into worry or into fear, instead, I'm using that kind of as a trigger to look for the silver linings, to find gratitude, to find beauty, and to find the positive experience and the takeaways from every moment.
That's a great challenge. We'll have a lot of fun exploring that this week. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Can you launch us into an affirmation? Every Monday, day one of a series, day two, we do an affirmation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So something that I've been telling myself at the end of my meditations every morning over the last week is I experience abundance in every area of my life. Abundance flows freely to me, and it also flows freely through me. So the idea is that, you know, I experience abundance relationally, the people around me, mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, spiritually. It comes to me freely. You know, I don't have to work for it. I don't have to strive for it. It just, you know, kind of manifests in me, but then it's transmitted through me. So anybody that I come in contact with, any room that I go into, any situation that I go into, I like to view myself as the conduit of that abundance. So that's my affirmation.
Oh, that's perfect. I can't wait to share this one. All right. So how about a breathing technique?
Sure. Yeah. To be honest, my favorite breathing technique is very common. It's just 4 to 5 seconds in through the nose and a slow, controlled 6 to 8 seconds out through the mouth. I do this every morning when I sit down, because like I said, my mind goes a million miles an hour. I spring out of bed with ideas. And this is the thing that just helps me calm down and center. Doing 7 to 10 rounds of that immediately helps me get into a more meditative state, slow down a little bit, you know, and quiet the monkey mind.
That is beautiful. And I like that the exhale is a little longer because it helps to strengthen your vagus nerve, which is so important to manage stress. And that is great. I'm really looking forward to sharing this meditation series with everyone. And throughout the week, we'll be doing Nick's techniques that he suggested, and we'll be doing the daily challenge. And I'll be sharing some insight and inspiration as well. And thank you for putting together as one of the co-founders. There are 3 friends that put this company together. Thank you for doing it. Thank you for following your passion and for having so much integrity with what you do. And thank you. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Mary. That means a lot. It really does.
All right. Thanks so much.
So that was the interview. I hope you enjoyed meeting Nick and learning a little bit about how he was able to unlock his hidden potential, along with his 2 co-founders, to create a mindfulness-based business. Now you, as you perhaps get ready to meditate, think about what hidden potential is within you. Reflect on this, and as always, you are so worth slowing down for.